A $70 million skills development fund aimed at supporting the informal sector to give employable skills to the youth has been set up. The Minister of Education, Betty Moldi Bisu, who made the announcement in Accra, said the fund will target high school leavers who could not make it to senior high school. Here's a report by Rabna Paha.
The skills development program, which is being undertaken by the Council for Technical and Vocational Education and Training, COTVET, is expected to train the youth, especially JHS leavers, who could not enter SHS with skills. This will enable them to acquire decent employment in order to live meaningful lives. Beneficiaries will be trained in garment making, cosmetology, electronics, welding and fabrication, and auto mechanics. The Minister of Education, Betty Moldi Bisu, said governments will provide the necessary tools for the apprentices to facilitate their training. She said COTVET, which is one of the 16 agencies under the ministry, is playing a key role in supporting the skills development of the underprivileged in the country.
We have been troubled about the number of students who leave junior high school and through one reason or the other are unable to gain entry into junior high school. This does not mean failure, as has been widely reported. It means that there should be other avenues available to them to develop their skills, that most of those who drop out of the junior high school are not in formal education, they are not in training, not in employment, because it is quite frankly expensive. And I have been delighted to support the National Apprenticeship Program, which is a specially designed program to equip the youth, especially junior high school leaders, who do not have the skills and possibly the necessary life skills to go into junior high.
Minister of Education Betty Moldi Bisu, ending that report by Rabna Paha.